February 2022, and we are ready to share some things with you on this special night that we get to gather together and share the things of God and things of deliverance. And I'm just glad that you're here and looking forward to the time that we have here. So praise God. We're going to open up with some news. and share some things tonight about what's going on in this world as we live in these strange days, perilous days, but days before the return of our Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says we can look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. It's a good time to be looking up and keeping our eyes on Jesus, because if you look at all the stuff going on here, yeah, and don't focus on Jesus, you could get a little worried and frustrated and fearful, but we don't do that because our eyes are on Jesus. I'm not afraid. I'm trusting in the Lord. Amen. I'm not concerned about this wicked world, because I know that I'm just passing through it, and it's a short term here, and then we go on and be with Jesus forever. Amen. So here's a little bit of news anyway to start the program tonight. Romania's most famous football team, Steaua Budapest, announces a ban on vaccinated players because the owner says that jabbed athletes lose strength, and he claims those that are jabbed would die in the hospital. Yeah. So that's why he's not taking them anymore on his team. But, the vaccinated need not apply. Certified nurse confirms that Justin Trudeau and his wife, Sophie, faked the vaccination on live TV. That's right. And so have a lot of politicians in the USA and other countries. I mean, there's not even a needle on many of those who supposedly were vaccinated. Yeah, on close examination, you could see that and heard witnesses of it. And those that may have had one had not the real vaccine, but they had, saline solution or something. Joe Behar. You know who that woman is on that woman show in the mornings, which I never watch it, but I know that it's there, and I know she's part of it. She worries that Ukraine war will jeopardize her Italian vacation. Yeah, well, that just shows you she doesn't get it, and many Americans don't get it, obviously. Yeah, these are tragic times for a lot of people right now. Yeah. And the U.S. Senate plans a vote on bill to allow unlimited abortion, to end all state restrictions on abortion, including Texas. They just want to keep up those sacrifices to Satan. That's what they're about, you know. Satan controls them anyway. They're puppets on his string, many of those people in the Senate and House. Yeah, nobody is saying, retaliate to Russia in the Senate or the House. They're all saying, do something. Yeah. Well, that tells you they just don't get it. They're just not, they're on board with the globalists on so many of them, not all of them. New study reveals most Americans are open right now, or very open, to talking about people's faith in Jesus. And yet there are few Christians who are actually witness to the lost people nowadays. What are they afraid of? They're afraid that they're going to be rejected, that people won't listen, or they're afraid they won't say the right thing or know what to say. But, the Lord said to give us what we need to say when we step out in faith, not before. So you got to step out and say something first if you want Jesus to show up and say something through you. That first act of faith there is often the hardest part of witnessing, is stepping out there and starting to be bold, sharing your faith. People are open. Yeah, it's a good time to share your faith with people. Texas Governor Abbott declares transgender drugs and surgeries for children, are child abuse. And he orders all state agencies to consider these as illegal child abuse, wherever they would even try to do that in Texas. Well, good for the governor doing that. That's a little bit too late, right? Things have gone so far now. But praise God. God, people, we just pray. We could see miracle working power of God come into effect here. Actress Joy Keane developed blood disorder out of nowhere while filming the supernatural horror, The Conjuring, which I, of course, haven't seen it, but King also played a little girl tormented by demons in the 2013 film when she was 12 years old. She said the things she experienced doing that made her shudder. Well, yeah, demons were in manifestation, and she picked up a bunch of them too, no doubt about it. And she said it all suddenly ended after filming the film, and it was over, the filming part. But, you know, she still has her demons. I mean, she still picked up stuff. You open yourself up to that sort of thing, you're going to pick up stuff. That's just part of life. Well, demons are looking for open doors, and she gave them one. She was unprotected at 13 years old or 12 years old, I mean. Yeah, at 22 today, she still has them. Biden to nominate a black woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, I think that's how you pronounce their first name, Ketanji or something, to Supreme Court. A flaming liberal, the most radical abortionist in the country, want her to be put into the Supreme Court, and the radical left also wants her in because she will side with the devil's policy. She will do the things that Satan wants her to do. Obviously, that because she stands for those things, abortion, child being sacrificed, and all these other leftist things that are deceived and full of darkness. Lord have mercy. Pray she doesn't get in. Facial recognition company will have 100 billion photos, supposedly enough to ensure almost every human being on the face of the earth will be in its database. Oh, yeah, you're going to be in a database. Probably already in a bunch of them anyway. That's right. Chaplain Ray, a prison ministry, a very famous prison minister, dies at 87 years old. He's been ministering to prisoners for decades. So, Lord, we pray he bless his wife and family and minister to them in their loss. And he gained, of course, he graduated at 87 to be with the Lord. Now, Christian doctors are suing the state of California over forced participation in assisted suicide. They shouldn't have to do it, but they forced them to do it, to be a part of that. But really, can you really force somebody? I think that you can quit your job if you really don't want to do something. You have the right to walk away. So they didn't walk away. They could have. But anyway, they're suing now the state of California for that. All right. Well, that's the news that I'm going to share with you tonight. So that's enough other than pray for the Christians in the Ukraine that are going into this, that are in the middle of the battle zone right now, that are in, hopefully that it'll be a quick work in that country, that there won't be a long, drawn-out war, so that people will be at risk for a long time, so that Christians will be at risk for a long time, because Putin is moving in very quickly. And I'm not saying what he's doing is right. I'm not saying what he's doing is wrong. It's all in the Lord's hand. And, he can protect the people that are there, the Christians who are gathered and praying right now for their safety and for things to work out. And who knows what all they're praying, but we pray you bless them and take care of them. And Lord, that this whole thing will take place with a minimum loss of life. Yes. So anyway, this could develop into World War III or IV, whichever you want to call it, but it could develop into that. They keep provoking the Russian bear, and the bear fights the eagle, huh? Well, we pray it doesn't come to that, because nobody wins if their nuclear weapons are used. And I know that someday they will be used, most likely, but we pray it won't be now. Pray that they won't be doing something so stupid, and that the globalists who want to provoke the war will not be successful, and that this Putin will not fall into that trap. Yeah. Okay, anyway, we're going to go on. and pray now, because there's plenty of places you can get news on the war over there. That's not my purpose here. My purpose is to bring the Word of God and deliverance and freedom and some news, world news, but not. I don't spend a lot of time on that, because these are more important things, the things of the Spirit, much more important. These all are going to pass away. The world and the fashion thereof will pass away, the Word said. And you know that. That's what the Word says. So we better prepare for eternity. You know, they're doing all these preparations for this world. Hey, this world's going to pass away, and you could be gone from this world in a moment. Yeah, especially if there were nuclear war. But God can protect you from that, too, you know. And you just have to believe that he will. And anyway, that's my purpose is to bring you things of the Spirit and to prepare you spiritually and praise God and bring deliverance and the things of the Lord here. That's my primary purpose here. So praise God. Let's pray now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your presence here. We thank you for the glory of God. Thank you for the people that listen to the broadcast. I ask you in Jesus' name, Father, that you would minister to each and every one. Lord, if there be problems in their body, Lord, that you would touch them physically, emotionally, mentally, and they would come out of them and be healed if it's a sickness or some infirmity attack. Lord, we thank you for healing them mentally as well, Father, as people are going through traumatic things, where the spirits of trauma are attacking them or some other type of spirit trying to get on them and cause them to be traumatized or fearful or worried or frustrated or confused. And Lord, we just bind those spirits and pray for peace, Lord, the peace of God that passeth understanding, Father. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you for the grace of God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing righteous government into play in this country, into position, Lord, that these people that hate God will no longer be in office, Lord, that you will bring in those who you want in office, those who will do your plans and your purposes for your glory, that will honor you, Father, and walk humbly before you. We pray for that. We pray for the removal of those that are demonized, completely possessed even by darkness, and they're doing the bidding of Satan under the control of darkness. They're Luciferians, they're Satanists, they're witches, warlocks, masons, people that are just directed by demons and their choices and decisions and their directions on trying to mandate these things on the people of this planet, on the people of this nation, and force things upon us that we don't want, don't need, or that people are just ignorant about and are getting overrun and overtaken by these wicked things, Father. We pray against it in Jesus' name and pray that their sins will be shouted from the rooftop and it'll be exposed and they will not prevail in Jesus' name. We stand against the wickedness of man and the unrighteous rulers in this land, Father, and say no more. We say that, Lord, bring in righteous government. Bring in righteous people so the righteous rejoice. The people can rejoice when the righteous rule, but they mourn when the wicked rule, what your word says. So, Lord, I pray for the righteous to rule in this land, Father. I pray for a turnaround. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. But they're going to reap what they've sown because they don't know you. And so it's not going to be pleasant, and they will reap it in this life, Father, as well as eternity. They don't get saved, Father. We pray you open their eyes to salvation, those who are not so far gone, they're totally gone and reprobate and, yeah, sold out to Satan. But, Lord, those who haven't, Lord, we pray you wake them up and bring them to repentance, Father, and get saved. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for working in each of our lives, Father, mightily, Father, that you will show us what you'd have us to do right now. Lord, if there needs to be any preparation, that we would all know what you would have, and, Lord, we'd hear the word of the Lord, and we'd know what to do, where to be, and what the will of God is for our lives individually, each of us, Lord. We We thank you for speaking to us. We thank you for divine direction, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit working in our lives mightily, Father, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Praise God, Lord. I pray for our brother's back to be fully healed, Father, that's suffering pain. And Lord, just thank you for completely healing him and completely healing another brother whose back has been broken, Father, that it will completely heal up, Father, and be back to functioning normal again, Father. We thank you for that healing for him as well, Father. We just thank you for signs and wonders and miracles in our life, Father, that you are the God that hasn't changed. You continue to do signs, wonders, and miracles, Father. We thank you for doing that. Thank you for the mightiness of your spirit and your work in our lives, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for this crippled person to be healed, Father, that with MS, Father, that they would, that man would be healed, Father, and get better and recover from that horrible thing called MS. In Jesus' name, we rebuke that spirit of MS off of him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for working in people's lives. And Lord, bless the message tonight. Bless the time of delivering. Afterward, we thank you for having charge tonight and having your way, Father, that your anointing will flow, Father, and things will happen in people's lives, Father, for your glory. And we live in expectation of what you will do and what you are doing right now. We thank you that this broadcast is covered with the blood of Jesus right now. And we are in the presence of the angels right now. Thank you that the Holy Spirit is inside of us and working in us greatly. Thank you, Lord. We praise you tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. All right. Are you guys ready tonight? Are you transformed is the title tonight as we get into this. You know, we live in a day right now where the line between Christian and non-Christian sometimes seems to be very unclear. That's right. Christians act just like the unsaved, and they and do and partake of the very same things that the lost people are partaking of. They talk like the unsaved. They act like the unsaved. They do the things the unsaved are doing. See, a lot of what Christians are doing today and the way they're acting, they don't bring any glory to God. That's right. It's like, man, it's so easy for Christians to compromise today and justify their sins. They justify doing things that are not right. They justify being disobedient to the Word of God. Most of them don't even know the Word of God and what is disobedience and what isn't. Right? Amen. I mean, listen, if you don't know what the Word of God said, you probably don't know what the Lord even wants. Although the Lord does speak certain things into people's hearts and place it in their spirit that, hey, this is not right. There's conviction. But you have that much, even if you're not reading the Bible. There should be at least that much going on in a person's life. And yet they just kind of blow it off. They blow off the conviction. They blow off the working of the spirit because it's still a small voice, isn't so loud as the voice of the devil in the world. The world is calling and the demons are calling. They're very loud, and a lot of people are more controlled by the demons than they are controlled by the Holy Spirit. And that's a sad thing to say about Christians, amen? But it's so. I've seen it so for many years, and it's not getting better. So let's go over and read our first scripture tonight. You know, God commanded us to be holy as he is holy, 1 Corinthians 10, over there. He commanded us to be ye holy as he is holy. 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. You know, can people say that fornicating to the glory of God? Can people say that they're out doing drugs to the glory of God? Smoking weed all the time to the glory of God? Can they actually say that? If so, their conscience is seared with a hot iron. There's something wrong there, okay? Something's gotten perverted. Something's gotten twisted. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need to be authentic Christians, folks. Not a bunch of hypocrites. And I know we all fail at times. We all sin at times. But Hey, we need to be real, real Christian. Whatever you do, eating, drinking, whatever else you do, do all to the glory of God. We just read that. So how many Christians are really living it today in your area where you live? Well, let's read another scripture. Number two scripture is Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4, verse 29. It says here, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So was the communication coming out of Alex Jones's life glorify God? He uses so much profanity and talks so much trash. What comes out of your mouth? You know, I remember one time I called somebody up one time, and they're Christians, and they work in a church and have a position there, and not our church. It wasn't our church, and they thought I was somebody else. And all kinds of profanity, you know, just some of the worst kind, like a sailor. I mean, cuss like a sailor, as the old saying goes, you know. And foul language came out of their mouth, and they thought I was somebody, a particular family member. I guess that's who they thought it was. And I was totally amazed. I thought, man, this person is very involved in their church, and this is what's really in them? Some demons in there, man. Woo! Wow. So is there corrupt communication coming out of your mouth? We got to ask ourselves that. Is there corrupt communication coming out of our mouth? You say, no way? Well, I ask you, what is corrupt communication? I believe all of us have come to fail in this area of time. You know, the Amplified Bible, which is just an expounding of the KJV, says, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth. That's what the Amplified says. But only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others. So what about our talk today? What about your talk today? What about your talk? What's going to happen? What do you say about what's going to happen? What do you say about how is God going to work it out? Are you afraid? Are you speaking fear words? You know, that's corrupt communication. Are you talking anxiety? Are you talking stress all the time? Are you talking greedy? Hey, you need to take the wringing of the hand and be, oh, God, what are we going to do? Oh, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? You know, what are you doing? What are you doing? Attitudes and words, and throw those things away. Those wringing of the hands and, oh, God. Remember, Jesus was in the boat one time, right, in a storm. What was he doing? Sleeping while his disciples were fretting and worrying and freaking out about things. They were fearful and saying, my God, what are we going to do? We're all going to drown. And Jesus was in the back of the boat sleeping. Why? Well, you know what? You don't have to always know all that God is doing. You know, he'll reveal to you what he wants you to know. Right? But you just have to trust him. You don't have to have all the answers all the time. You have to die to that. To that type of control. A lot of people have such control. They just want to know everything all the time. Be in control of everything. Yeah. You got to die to that type of control and that, oh my God, what are we going to do? You know, that's ridiculous. Why was Jesus sleeping? Well, first of all, because he had no fear or worry of dying or of all falling apart on him, because he was in the boat and he had a mission from the Father, and he was going to be able to complete his mission. He knew he would. He wasn't afraid of being destroyed or sickness or fear of anything. He trusted the Father. And I got to say, do we trust the Father? Do you trust the Father? He wasn't all worried about the devil and what the demons were doing and what the demons were up to at the moment with the storm and all that. No, he was quiet from fear, anxiety, worry, frustration, the fear of the unknown and the fear of the future. He's quiet from all that. He was sleeping in a storm. You know, that'll tell us something. You know, God has a plan for us too, and we could sleep through the storm too. In other words, we could be secure in the storm. See, a lot of corrupt talk is nothing but fear and unbelief today. That's corruption. That's corrupt communication. Just like cussing and using the Lord's name in vain and all that, that's corrupt communication too. But a lot of corrupt talk is fear and worry and anxiety and unbelief talk and fretting about things in life, worrying all the time. Don't you think Jesus loves you? Don't you believe that Jesus loves you today? Don't you think he cares enough for you? Because he does, you can cast every care and every worry and every concern, every fear onto him. He said to cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. In fact, if you really believe he cares, you can lay down and sleep peaceably in the midst of a storm, just like Jesus. Because we know that God is going to take good care of us. We're in the hands of the Lord. If we believe that he's going to take care of us, he's going to take care of us. But if you don't believe, you will fall into the hands of demons. I'm telling you, because you're walking around in fear, you're in the devil's territory. You're not in God. God said, fear not, because he don't want you living in the devil's territory. Doesn't want you opened up to all these demons. So he said, don't walk around in fear all the time, because you're just going to do that. You're just going to open up to the demon and get yourself over in the devil's territory, and no telling what's going to happen to you because you're walking around so fearful all the time. You're giving place to the devil living like that. Come on now. You know what the word says. If you don't, you need to find out. Yeah. Fear not, for I am with you. That's what he said. So you can sleep in the midst of the storm too. Hey, the events of life may surprise us at times, but you know what? If we trust him and we shut up our corrupt talk, our demon-planted talk, the demons that plant the things in your mind and you say, you give voice to them, he will always take care of us through it all. Through it all. Through it all, people. Through it all. 2 Corinthians. Go to another scripture, 6:17. Hallelujah. Do you trust him? 6:17. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And verse 14 and 15, let's go back and read those two. Be ye not unequal yoke together with unbelievers. What are you doing? You know, dating an unbeliever, really? What are you doing marrying an unbeliever? What are you doing hanging out with unbelievers and making them all your best friends? For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial or the devil? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? An unbeliever. What are you doing hooking yourself up to that sort of people? You know, yeah, you can know them and befriend them to witness to them, but you're not to make them your hangout person with all the time. No. You separate yourself. Are you joined? Are you connected to this world? Are you tied into it today? Would you miss the world if it was suddenly taken from you? The Bible says in 1 John to love not the world nor the things that are in the world. Do you love this world system and its ways? Are you spoiled by its niceties, so-called niceties, its finesses or finery, its lies, its uptown ways, really rooted in the pride of life? How much does it mean to you? I mean, some so-called Christians are so addicted to it. They love to go out on a town and drink a few drinks and go to its entertaining entertainments and concerts and amusements. Some are addicted to gambling, to parties and people who are not godly, and to its music. And then when they ride in their car, they don't put on Christian music. They put on the ungodly music of the world. And you call yourself a Christian? Why are you listening to that? You love the world? Like it says, the Bible says, love not the world nor the things in the world. How about you? What are you doing? Are you like that? You should already have gotten rid of your ungodly non-Christian music, your rock music, or ungodly country music. You lost your dog, your girl, your house, and hey, don't lose your soul too. Some are even hooked up to the religious systems of this world. I mean, no, the devil has a religious system just like God has true and pure religion, of course, that which is holy and true. But hey, the devil has a religious system out there. Pope is the head of one of his religious systems. And Jesus Christ, but really Satan, he orchestrates the Pope. But Jesus said, come out from among them, be ye separate. We are not to party with them and carry on with them in their corruption at work or with relatives even that are unbelievers, right? Well, they're my blood. They're my family. No, the blood of Jesus is your blood now. That's your first blood and your first love. And then comes your family members. You should care for them and all, but there's just some you have to cut off because they just won't live righteously, and they're not going to. And you just can't spend a whole lot of time with the ungodly, right? So we're to be a living testimony of God and his love and his grace, amen? And that's not welcome in a lot of places where they just reject him. And so, hey, kick the dust off your feet and move on. Right? 1 Peter 5, I know, sounds a little tough, but hey, what are we going to do? We're going to just compromise and be like the world and join ourselves to the ungodly and risk poisoning ourselves and walking in the ways of the ungodly? God told us not to walk in those ways. 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Are you sober and vigilant right now? Vigilant is, in the Greek, is Gregorio, or eo, is the Greek word there, meaning keeping awake, spiritual alertness, being watchful. Remember the 10 foolish virgins? They weren't alert or watchful, and Satan got an advantage over them. They didn't get to go in. Does he have an advantage over you? Have you examined yourself lately? Are you alert? Are you sober? Nepho. That's the word for sober here. Be sober. Be vigilant. Nepho. And that means free from the influence of intoxicants. What intoxicants? Well, the world, the flesh, the devil, the Babylonian system of this world. Oh, too many in the church today are drunk on the Babylonian system, on the world system. And America alone is not Babylon. The whole world system is Babylon. That's right. And it's ungodly morals. They want sex outside of marriage and unclean entertainment and off-color humor. Therefore, open doors for Satan to devour. But they're in their lives. I mean, they got the open doors for the enemy. Give them no open door. Close them in his face. No place to devils, the Bible says. No place. No place. 2 Peter 3:10. Let's go over to 2 Peter. Look at 3 verse 10. It says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation? Conversation means manner of life and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heaven being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Wow. Are you looking up and aware that Jesus is coming back soon? Have you got your eyes on Jesus, or you got your eyes on the world? Are you expecting or living in expectation of his return? Listen, you're not going to live an authentic Christianity if you're not expecting the return of the Lord and looking for it and hasting for it, meaning earnestly desiring it. I earnestly desire the return of the Lord. And so many lukewarm Christians, and man, I was reading that about the seven churches again this this week and meditating, thinking on what Jesus said to the seven churches, the messengers of the seven churches, which are the pastors of the seven churches, which is a church like that in every age, of course. And he would speak, because he's not speaking that to angels, because angels don't need to repent. Angels don't, you know, so you knew he was talking to the pastors, the leaders of the churches, each of those churches when he was speaking. When he said the angel, that word angel means messenger, so he's talking to the pastors. Because obviously the angels didn't need to repent. They hadn't left their first love. They weren't lukewarm. So you know they wouldn't talk it to the angels of God, because they didn't need to repent. And I was thinking about that. You know, the Lord is pretty strong toward his churches. He wasn't playing around with them. Hell, he said some pretty strong things to the seven churches, of which they're all seven right now on the earth, just like they were all seven back then in that day, and they have been all through history. There are those that he says that you're lukewarm. I'll have to spew you. I would that you were either hot or cold. I have to spew you out of my mouth because you're lukewarm. Yeah. And he did say, nevertheless, I have something, you know, I have something against you because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works again. In other words, go back to walking by faith again and loving me with all your heart. Or else I will come quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. You know, and I know, I believe I'm a grace man. Believe me, I am. But there's also, you know, we have to not just let sin go wild in our life because we're living in grace. The Bible said, God forbid, shall I sin just because I'm living in grace? No. But if we do sin, we know the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin, right? And if we do pick up demons, we know that we can be delivered from the demons, right? You know, so many lukewarm Christians, they told me that they don't want the Lord to come back yet. They want to get married. They want to have a good job and make lots of money and want to and raise their kids first and do all these things of the world first that people are doing out there in the world. No. Listen, I'm just going to pray what the Word of God says. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. I'm looking for and hasting unto his coming. Are you? Amen. We ought to think about those things, especially with the threat of nuclear war out there. You got to be ready to meet your maker, right? 2 Peter 3:17. Reading on in 2 Peter. It says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away of the error, with the error of the wicked. Notice that little phrase, the error of the wicked. We're going to talk about that. You fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Guard your steadfastness. And he said, beware. Why would he tell you to beware? Because many are being led away by the error of the wicked. Well, how do I avoid being led away with the error of the wicked? Well, what does it say in the next verse? Grow in grace. Grow in grace. Keep growing in grace. Don't ever stop growing in grace. Maturing, growing up into Christ in grace. That's right. He tells you how. Don't ever stop growing in grace and knowledge and truth. Because if you do, you stand in danger of being led away in the error of the wicked. That's right. So I have to say, are you going to be the authentic product today? Or are you going to be a copy or a counterfeit? Will you stand in faith when others are falling like flies around you? Do you really love Jesus enough to let Jesus have you, fully have you? How much of you does he have? Do the demons have more of you than Jesus does today? I mean, it's possible that they can have so much of your mind, will, and emotions, and you've given very little of yourself to Jesus. That's possible for people to do that. You know, and we need to give him all. And just say, Jesus, I give you all of me. And then he will process you to the place that He really does have all of you, right? If you will say that, he will bring the processing in your life to bring you to that place. But if you never say that, you don't really give him permission to have all of you. And so he's not able to have all of you. And he's not able to work you in that direction. And it may take a lifetime for it to get you there. But the point is, if you give him permission, he will begin that work. Yeah. You've got to give him permission by giving you all to Jesus. And maybe you're still holding to part of your life today. Why? Hey, why? Give all of you to him. I mean, he gave his all to you. He said, I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. And hey, he's given you forgiveness as far as the east and the west, from the west. He's forgiven you and removed your transgression. See, so many are living in the era of the wicked. Let's talk a little more about the era of the wicked, really. Because I see a lot of Christians living in the era of the wicked. And if one lives in the error, they will stay in error as long as they live in it, right? Things will be off kilter in their life because they're in error. They'll always be off. They may be a Christian, but they err. Spirit of error, the error of the wicked that will keep a Christian trapped, snared, held back in their life, even paralyzed from spiritual growth and going forward. That's why when you can just go so far and you hit this spiritual blockade, demonic blockade, because the error of the wicked is an operation in a person's life. The error of the wicked has a hold, a grip on a person. A sabotaging of your spiritual progression, your spiritual progress has taken place because of the error of the wicked. Notice it says in the world, I mean in the word, yeah, they would be led away by the error of the wicked. Demons will lead you away. They will lead you away from Jesus and the path of life and truth for your life. A lot of people don't ever fulfill the path that the Lord has for their life because the error of the wicked led them away from the path of the Lord that he has for their life. See, and so some never get on the right path and stay on it. They might get on it for a while, but then are led away by the error of the wicked. The error of the wicked has a strong influence on Christians today. That's why we have to be on guard. That's why Jesus warned us here in 1 Peter about being led away with the error of the wicked and falling from your own steadfastness in Jesus. There's going to be a lot doing that in these latter days. We don't want to be in that number. Right now, we need to be drawing closer to Jesus than anything else in this world. Amen. The Holy Spirit will lead you into the path that Jesus has for you. The error of the wicked is warring against the right path and the truth. See? And the true ways of the righteous, the enemy is warring against that. And we're going to have to recognize this and not be ignorant of the error of the wicked. It's a real demonic force. It's a real demonic power. The error of the wicked is a demon. It's a demonic power. It's a demonic group of devils that lead people astray. Oh, yeah. Let's go to Micah chapter 7, verse 2, and we'll see the condition of the end. And at that time, too, and it's the condition of the end time. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. Excuse me. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Now, what is that talking about? See? That they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh and the judge asketh for a reward, for bribes. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. And the best of them is as a briar. And the most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. See how wicked it is? See how wicked it is in these days? The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not even in a friend, see? He's telling you, put not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. I mean, this is the condition of the people of the earth. For the son dishonors the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies are the men of his own household, of his own house. That don't we see a lot of that today? See? What do we do? The world is this way more and more. What do you do about it? Well, verse 7 tells you what to do. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. And he'll take care of you when it's like that, when you see all this stuff going on all around us. And we see that as the condition of the world today. We see that men's love of many will wax cold. They have no love, not true love, not caring love, not compassion love. They don't really care about you. See? They don't really care about other people. They care about themselves, because the love of many will wax cold. Hey, folks, remember Israel? When they were getting manna, they had to get it fresh every morning. And to live in these days, we need fresh manna every day, folks. If they tried to store it up, it would rot on them and be worthless. Remember, are you reading the book? Well, getting God is like that. To experience him best, we need a fresh dose of Jesus every day, every morning, every day of our lives. And the problem with many Christians today is that sometimes they're lazy and they don't want to go gather up any fresh manna by praying and seeking and getting a fresh word from God through the Word of God and reading the Word of God. They don't want to get fresh manna. They don't want to seek God afresh. Too much hassle. I got this to do. I got that to do. I got my life to live. We want to live on yesterday's manna, but it's rotting. You kind of store it up. You got to get a fresh word every day. You got to get a fresh manna every day. Look out for the error of the wicked, folks, at times like these, because you could be tricked and be led away by the error of the wicked. See, the Christian life is a daily life. We daily gather up what is God, and we should discard what is not God every day out of our life. When those thoughts that come to mind that are not God, you got to discard those thoughts. You don't want to entertain those thoughts. You discard them. Spit them out. Junk them. Dump them. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are being transformed, and it is a daily process, folks, and we need to let that process take place. Either we are being transformed to be more like Jesus and growing up higher and higher, going up into higher, higher ground, or we are being transformed to be like the world and losing ground and to take on the personality of whatever demons are attached to us, because Satan wants your mind. The demons want to control your mind. They get to live out their personality. Lust has no manifestation that it's able to do unless it's able to do it through your body or mine or somebody's body, right? That's how it lives out its personality. Greed, it lives through a person. Fear, it lives through a person and manifests itself through them, and that's how it lives its life out. That's how it expresses its nature. The nature is the name of the demon, fear. See, you don't have to have all these wild names for demons, Sophobosibus or whatever, you know, all these different weird names, Kornamunana, you know. Some people just got to find all these weird names for demons rather than just call them what they do, which is who they are, and what they're expressing is who they are and what they are, right? What they are is infirmity, or what they are is jealousy or anger or rage, see? And that without a body, they're not able to express themselves. So they need a body. They got to have a body. Otherwise, they have no arms. They have no legs. They have a way to express except through you and me and whoever yields to them. And in Jesus' name, you and me are not going to yield to them, right? Amen. Be transformed. Satan is after your mind. He's after the control of your mind. And his method is to sow corruptible seeds into your thought processes, which will train you to respond to his promptings and his lifestyle and his plans for your life. See, the battle is fought in our minds, people. Yeah. The battle is fought in our minds. And we need to know that. These thoughts need to be plucked out of your mind daily, because demons plant thoughts in your mind every day. The plucking process is often difficult too, because once the mind accepts the thought moves over into the area of your will, and the will can be very stubborn about letting go of what it embraces. Your will has a purpose. It has intent and desire. At that point, you are determined. And at that point, you're determined that what you will think is true, and that makes you hard to deal with by God or by anyone else for that matter, because it began to gain ground. That thought has begun to move into that area of your will. And in that will can be a very stubborn self-will. See, thought has changed belief. That's right. Thought has changed your belief, the belief in your mind, and you identify with the belief. The thought has changed to a belief, see? It's part of you. And any attempt by God or teachers or anyone else, or even you sometimes, to change that belief feels like an attack on you. And then you automatically rise up and to defend that belief, even if it's a wrong belief. And how many know that people are defending wrong beliefs today? A lot of people defending wrong beliefs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Such as, oh, nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody understands me. See, a demon plants that in there, you start believing that. Nobody cares about me. And my life has no meaning or real purpose. Or this relationship is so right for me. Oh, even though we're fornicating, it's right. It must be God. Must be God. And you get the idea that God, only God could set up this kind of a circumstance for my life. Only God could set up someone like this and bring someone like this into my life. And you get self-deceived. And you get yourself in all kind of trouble that way too, right? Oh, yeah. Easily done, and it happens all the time to people that ought to know better. But the thought is planted, and then what do people do? They buy into it. If they don't get rid of it, they buy into it. You can't entertain demons, folks, when they start planting these thoughts in your mind. Yeah, you got to learn to pluck out whatever thought and belief, and do not align yourself with things that don't align with the Word of God. If they don't align with the Word, they are demon thoughts. They are planted by devils. Too many Christians have accepted beliefs not according to the Word of God. Oh, I'm depressed. I'm lonely. I dislike so-and-so. I hate them. You know, I'm jealous of them. I'm poor. I'm incapable of this or that. I just can't get a good job. I'm not too smart. I have no friends. Nobody would want me as a friend. And I'm ugly. I'm a big mistake. I'm such a sinful mess. I'm just worthless. And, oh, they're all talking about me behind my back. And, you know, oh, I'll never forgive so-and-so. Listen, all these different things are planted thoughts of the enemy. Demons do that. See, if you bite the bait, they got you. And you'll go deeper into it, and then it'll be an open door, and they will come in, and you'll need deliverance from them. Well, how can I get these out of my mind, Pastor? How can I get it out of my mind, my will, and emotion, which is my soul? How do I do that? Well, number one, by the renewing of your mind, as we read the Word of God, see, and believe the Word of God. By the renewing of your mind, and the saving of your soul, okay? Saving of your soul, not your spirit I'm talking about. I'm talking about the saving of your soul. What's your soul? The mind, the will, and emotion, okay? And by continuing war against the spirit, number two, the war against the spirits that are putting them there in the first place, by rebuking them and warring against them. Well, number one, by the renewing of your mind and the saving of your soul. And by number two, by rebuking and warring against And I'm going to give you a scripture for the saving of the soul here in a minute. But remember, when you were born again, you were saved spiritually. Your spirit was saved. Your soul was not saved. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotion. Well, how do I get my soul saved? James 1:21 tells you that. James 1:21, it says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. That's the saving of the soul. Your spirit is saved. And God said he's the father of spirits. He's not the father of flesh. Remember, receive with weakness. I mean, with meekness. What does meekness mean? It means teachableness, no pride, the engrafted word. So receiving the word saves your soul. Receive the word. You have to read the word to receive the word, right? You have to hear the word to receive the word. If you never pick up your Bible, it is just over there gathering all kinds of dust that you can run your finger across it and you see that, oh, wow, there's a Bible under there. Why? I didn't know that. Duh. Haven't picked it up in so long. Man, it must be an inch of dust there. No. It should never be that way. Receive with meekness, teachableness, no pride in the way. The engrafted word. So receiving the word saves your soul. This is the key to saving your mind, will, and emotion. Each part of the soul is dealt with. Let's look at each part being dealt with. Number one, the mind is dealt with by the word through the process of the renewing of the mind, and the saving of the soul is part of the whole process of the mind too. God renews your thought processes to agree with his. Number two, the way God saves your will is through your denial of yourself. The word speaks of a continual denial of the will for it to move independently and rebelliously apart from the word of God and apart from Jesus. You give your will no right to speak independently of the word of God. Amen. You deny the will by what Paul said, I die daily. Not my will, but God's will be done. Number three, in dealing with your emotions, and this is sometimes the toughest one for a lot of people because their emotions rule their life today in today's society. Well, I don't feel that way. I just don't agree with that. I feel this way. You know, their emotions are running their life. Well, I'm so sad today. Just having a weepy day. And, oh, nothing. Blah, blah, blah. You know, feel, feel, feel. But in dealing with the emotions by the saving of the soul, by the word, it is a training process of reprogramming to direct your senses to go with the word of God, your feelings to go with the word of God when they want to go independently of the word and they want to get all emotional and run your life in a way that, you know, good emotions are fine and, you know, godly emotions. God even had emotions, right? He got angry and he had different things that, you know, he manifested emotions. He loves, he cares, He's jealous of his people, doesn't want them to go to the devil and marry the devil instead of him and choose the devil over him and all that. But hey, when his are all righteous and sinless. For instance, 1 Peter 2:24 says, I am healed. Your emotions tell you, I feel sick, I'm dying. Well, what do? You redirect the emotion to the word of God. Well, by his stripes, I'm healed regardless of how I feel. I'm not living by feelings anyway. I'm living by faith. Jesus said the just shall live by faith, not by my feelings, not by how I feel today. It's not about my feelings. It's about what the word of God said. Or I'm alone and lonely today. Well, what did the word say? Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm a friend that's thicker, closer than a brother. Oh, yeah, he's right. He's here. He's right here with me. He said so, and I believe him, and I'm never alone. And so that emotion doesn't take over and run you ragged and mess with you and open the door to a demon because you got an agreement with the ungodly emotion. So you need to take the engrafted word and embed it or implant it in a permanent fixed position in your mind. And don't let it yourself be moved off of the word. Amen. And when you gather it daily, that holy manna, by reading, praying, meditating on it, you start to become a product of the word. Are you a product of the word? How do you become a product of the word? You do so by God's power of transformation. You are being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Just like Israel They gathered the manna daily, and it kept them alive and healthy and well when they ate the manna. And they did it the way God said to. And some of you are unhealthy mentally right now because you won't feed on the word. You won't take up your daily manna and feed on it. You need to feed daily, more regularly, on the daily word and manna from heaven, a fresh food daily. Don't try to live on old stale leftovers. Right? Come on now. I'm talking to somebody here. All right? Fresh food daily. His mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. So when a word comes in, you get, number one, you get revelation. You get understanding. You get knowledge. It reveals truth. And number two, there's transformation. The word revealed begins the work of transforming you. And it deals with your thinking process, your attitude, your personality, your character, your behavior. And number three, it takes you to manifestation. That's right. When you can actually say the word was made flesh and dwelt among me, because it's dwelling in me. It manifested in you, changes, and the word becomes a lifestyle, your way of living. Are you there yet? Do you want to be? You're in the world, folks, and the world's, you're in the Word, and the Word is in you, and you're one with the Word, and Jesus is the Word, right? And so we have to quit being one with demons. That has to stop in our thoughts, in our life, in our mind. You know, we have to rebuke them. Yeah. Get out of agreement with the thoughts that have come from demons. Don't be one with them. You know, too much we eat the devil's manna in this world. Too many Christians that eat the devil's manna. Too many Christians are rejecting the ministry of deliverance. They're rejecting the things of the Spirit and taking the things of the world because they're eating the devil's manna. Quit eating the devil's manna. You know, God can really use you now because you and God have dealt with your soul. After you've done these things and walked in these things, you no longer move in the soul independently of God doing your own thing. You're no longer quick from the will and the emotions with all your own opinions, your own views, your own ideas, your own attitudes. Well, you know, I want to give my opinion of this thing. Well, if it doesn't line up with the word, your opinion is worthless. And God's not listening to your opinion because it doesn't line up with the word of God. You might find somebody out there that will listen to your opinion and get in agreement with it. But doesn't mean it's the right opinion. My humble opinion. Well, no, if it doesn't line up with the word of God, it doesn't matter. All the times you just spoke your mind or how you felt. All those times. Those need no longer occur now that you've had the renewing of the mind, the transformation take place. You speak the mind of Christ, the oracles of God, the oracles of God. Have you been speaking the oracles of God? What's the oracles of God, Pastor? Is that some big complicated thing? No, not complicated. I'll explain it to you what it is. First Peter 4:11. If any man speak, any woman speak, let him or her speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and evermore. So oracles, the Greek word logon, and it means the utterances of God through Christians. The utterances of God through Christians. What's the word of God? When you speak it, that's the oracles of God. See? You're speaking the word of God. That's the oracle of God. See? The utterances of God through a Christian. That's the oracle. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by God and his word. We must not conform to devils. I don't care what they say and how nice they are. They're still devils. I don't care if they come to you in a three-piece suit and all debonair and polished and suave and all that. It doesn't matter. They're still devils. Okay? Doesn't matter if they put on the title of president or dictator or whatever, you know, premier. It doesn't matter. They're still devils. They can have all the people behind them and all. All these people gather around doing homage to them and thinking they're the greatest, but they're still devils. If they're not born again, if they're not a child of God, they're still full of devils. You're either for me or against me. That's what Jesus said. There's no middle ground. Just a lot of people want to think there's a middle ground. There's no middle ground. You can't walk the fence. What are you talking about? Not even scriptural. Jesus even says, you're either for me or against me, right? So don't conform to the devil. This is a transformation of your lifestyle from a lower life to a higher life, like a metamorphosis, the process of a worm into a beautiful butterfly, right? God's making us beautiful in his own time. So he's doing the work in us. And the soul began as a worm, but becomes a beautiful butterfly, one that is subjection, is in subjection to the Holy Spirit, to the Holy Spirit within your spirit. See, at the new birth, we had an instant transformation in our spirit. We put off death and put on life in the spirit. But the soul, though, is something different than that spirit. And it has to be renewed, okay, by the word of God, the saving of the soul, right? So the soul goes through this progression, a daily change for the rest of our lives on earth. It is a change through association. Association with who or what, you say? Well, those whom you associate with will change your life. If you associate daily with HBO and a bunch of demons, they'll change your life. But by associating daily with God and his word and by the Holy Spirit, we are changed from glory to glory to be like him, right? Amen. To be remade into his image and his likeness, that is what God would do in each of us if we will allow him to do that. If you will give him permission, if you will allow the renewing of your mind, if you allow the processing of God by the Spirit of God in you, will you do that? Will you allow Jesus to bring you into his image by your association, or will you continue your association with a bunch of demons and allow them to form you into their image, to their personality, to be formed in you? Will you allow those personalities of evil be carried away with the error of the wicked to be formed in you? Hey, that which has gone on since your childhood? No. We are new creation. The Bible says, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. All things have become new in our spirit. And it has to flow out of our spirit into our soul. And we need to put those old things away and put them off and put on Christ. Lay aside the things that have so easily beset you in the past. It's a new day. It's a new way of living. It's a Jesus way. And the only way that works is the Jesus way. You try all the other ways that this world has to offer, but the only way that really works is the Jesus way. And if you're not going the Jesus way, you're going the wrong way. That's just as simple as that. And one should never take off the armor of God. Once you put the armor of God on, I have to get tired of hearing people that say, well, I got up this morning, I put on my armor. Well, what'd you take it off for? How many know that the devil attacks at nighttime? The devil attacks anytime. You don't take off your armor ever. You're out there on the front lines of war. You don't put away your rifle. You don't put away your weapon. You always keep them right beside you. You're always ready. And yeah, it is wise to remind yourself of the armor and be aware of it, that it is on, in case you forgot about it being there, because you're going to need it every day. Amen? Put on the whole armor of God. See, you need to understand these pieces of armor and weaponry and appropriate them yourself. But you need to realize that all your armor is really Jesus, though, because it's all from him. He is the righteousness of God, and we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So we, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Well, we put on Jesus. He's going to cover your breast. He's going to cover your heart, your spirit. Right? Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Keep it on. Don't ever take it off. Did you take off your righteousness at night and then in the morning you put it back on? No, I'm righteous just as much at midnight when I'm sawing logs as I am when I get up bright and early in the morning and wake up. I mean, I'm still the righteousness of God. It hasn't changed. So what is it with all this teaching that you get up every morning and put on your armor? That's so ridiculous, though. Your loins girt about with truth. Do you take off the truth at night when you go to bed? What kind of teaching is that? I keep the truth on day and night, because if I get separated from the truth, then I'm believing a lie, right? I'm living in a lie. I don't want to get separated from the truth. So why would I not keep my loins girt about with truth? Or having on the breastplate of righteousness, why would I not be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus at some point in time? No, I'm not going to put that away. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The Bible says be ready always. It doesn't say just be ready during the day. And I put it off when I get to bed at night, pick it up in the morning, the gospel of truth, of peace. No, I keep the peace all the time. I keep the gospel in me all the time. Jesus is in me. The good news is in me all the time. And when I'm sleeping and when I'm awake, I never have to put back on the armor, because once I put it on, I'm keeping it on. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is our truth. Jesus is our breastplate. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Man, you're going to put your faith down? The Bible said whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So when do you ever put off your faith? Huh? You don't put this stuff ever off. You got to stay armed and loaded and ready at all times, because, man, we are in the war of the ages, man. We are in the battle of the ages right now. The devil is throwing out all he's got against the Church of Jesus Christ, and the Church of Jesus Christ is going to either stand up and be bold and rebuke that devil and overcome him, or be overrun by the enemy. What's it going to be for you? See? Well, you can take the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts. How many know the fiery darts come at night just like they come in the day? And you take the helmet of salvation. You put your helmet off at night. You take your salvation off at night and put it back on in the morning when you get up. I cannot stand to hear Christians say, well, I put my armor on every morning. Well, no, you should have never took it off. You get saved and unsaved every day. You put your salvation off at night, and in the morning when you get up, you put your salvation back on. What kind of sense is that? That isn't what the Word of God says at all. And I know some preachers are teaching that. You put it on every morning. Well, I get up in the morning. Every morning I put my armor on. No, my armor stays on. I'm still saved. My salvation is here in the morning when I get up, and it is all night while I'm sleeping. And the sword of the Spirit, really, which is the Word of God, you're going to put the Word of God off? No. We don't ever put off the Word of God. We keep the Word of God. It's our life for those who find it, and health to all our flesh. Amen. Amen. Jesus is our truth. Jesus is our breastplate. Jesus is the gospel. Jesus is our shield. Jesus is our sword. The sharp two-edged sword that comes out of his mouth. That's how he deals with the church, one of the churches in Revelation. He said, I send that sharp two-edged sword out of my mouth at him. To deal with them. The word is for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See? And our helmet of salvation, hey, we got to keep ourselves covered with that all the time. This is a true statement, but many believe it, okay? I mean, it's not a true statement. The stronger the spiritual walk, the stronger the armor. That's just a lie. A lot of people believe that, but it's not a true statement. The stronger the spiritual walk, the stronger the armor. This goes back to works and performance, thinking that, man, if I just make myself walk closer to Jesus, I'd be more pleasing to him. If I just do more, act more, and pray more, and fast more, and study more, oh, that'll just earn my way. You know, that's performance. That's works. That's the law-keeping. Thinking if we just walk closer and better and stronger, we'll have a more protection. No, the armor covers not from the outside, but from the inside, from our spirit. It is a spiritual armor from our spiritual enemy, Satan and his demonic horde, as fallen angels and demons. So our armor is perpetual, because we have to walk in a perpetual walk, because we have a perpetual righteousness given from a perpetual God as a gift, and we are in a perpetual spiritual warfare today, right? And if we would, oh, well, we're just not doing up to par today, we're not pleasing God, we're not perfect, we're not doing all these things to try to earn his love and affection and all that. No, hey, that's not a basis of that. Did you get saved by earning your way? No, you get saved by faith through grace, right? Yeah. The armor is an armor of righteousness, and without it, the enemy could attack and devour you. But does your righteousness leave you at night? Or does it leave you because you're not steady as much the Bible one day as you do another day when you're really trying hard to earn your bounty points with God? No, our righteousness is perpetual righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He has clothed me with a robe of righteousness. I didn't clothe myself with it. He gave it to me. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Right now, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that's a fact. It doesn't change just because we forget to pray one time or we drive over the speed limit and go in 80 in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. We suddenly lose our righteousness. No, that's religion. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He didn't say you couldn't grieve the Holy Spirit, but he definitely said that he's not going to leave you. Huh? I'll never leave you. But yeah, you could grieve the Holy Spirit. You could do things that would grieve. He's not going to smile about you out there fornicating or looking at porn or stealing something or lying about something. You know, he's not going to grin at that. You can't grin at sin. Sin is sin, man. 2 Corinthians 6:7, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. See? Our armor is the armor of righteousness, and without it, the enemy could really mess you up. But thank God we have the armor of righteousness. We are the righteousness of God. Thus, we can stand and fight in confidence. In boldness, holy boldness. I have holy boldness. I have holy confidence. Yeah. Fight for our home. Fight for our church, for our family, our city, our lives, our walk. Without the confidence of your righteousness, though, you wouldn't be able to do it. You'd be whooped by demons. You got to have a confidence of your righteousness. You got to have a confidence of your standing with Jesus. You have a confidence that you can come boldly before the throne of grace anytime. Not just, well, when you've walked a great day and had a great day and done everything just right. No, no. Anytime you can come boldly before the throne of grace in time of your need, you just come on in there, Jesus said. Receive what you need. Receive from me. He loves you. You're his. You belong to him. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit, the guarantee of the promise. See, that's what it says. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee. I like that. See, you need to have enough faith and confidence in your righteousness that even when you sin, you know you're still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Without that understanding, the enemy will take advantage of your ignorance and beat you up and take you out and whoop you up and down one side and down the other with all your faults and failures and beat you with it. And I've seen so many Christians being beat with their faults and failures over the years. The enemy got them just where he wants them. No, look, you failed. Look at you, you sinned. Look at you, you messed up so bad. God doesn't love you. God can't take a person like that and work with somebody that's doing things like that or done things like that, whatever. You know, he just takes advantage of your ignorance and beats you up. So, man, that ought to lead us to the importance of a right knowledge of the Word of God. But we need to believe it correctly. Rightly dividing the word of truth, not wrongly dividing. See, we get a demon to try to interpret the word to a lot of Christians, and they believe a demon over the Holy Spirit. Yeah, the demons will twist the word of God, and you'll believe, man, I'm a worthless, sorry thing that God doesn't love me now. Look what I've done. I failed. Well, every one of us has failed. Every one of us has fallen short of the glory of God. None of us live a perfect life and never sin. The Bible says if you say you have no sin, the truth is not in you. But it also says that the blood of Jesus continually cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Without the blood of Jesus, we could not stand against the enemy. But we have the blood. Amen. So, right knowledge. Speak the word in faith and it becomes yours. You don't speak it, then you're missing out on what the power of the word will do in your life. See, not knowing the word is like not having your sword. Let me give you some important scriptures as I close out here today and say we're about out of time. I might not be able to give you very many, but Colossians 2:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. That's important, right? Mark 16:17. Okay, here we are. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. And the next verse, it says, they shall take up serpents. That means they shall take out Satan. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So you got to believe that. These signs follow who? The unbeliever? The person who doesn't believe in them, those people who say these signs passed away with the last apostle, like old John MacArthur, doesn't believe these signs are for today. Now, he isn't going to follow him. He isn't going to have these signs in his life. These signs should follow them that believe. In my name, they should cast out devils. You got to believe that you're going to cast out devils before you ever cast out a devil, right? If you don't believe you're going to cast out a devil, you don't believe the sick is going to be healed when you lay hands on them. They're not going to be healed when you lay hands on them. But see, I believe it. Help our unbelief. Yeah, we rebuke the unbelief, right? And this means what? Territorial spirits as well. That's over your home, over your land, over your city. You can go to war with them, and Babylonian spirits of the age. Yeah. Say, listen, demon, to the word. I bind you and command you to loose my town in Jesus' name. And you stay at it till the devil looses it. And it takes ongoing warfare to maintain it after you get them to loose it, too. Because we've had them loose up a city that we prayed and interceded that we were pastoring in, but then they come right back after you quit doing it. So if somebody doesn't maintain it, it's like you have to maintain your walk with God through daily manna and feeding on him, right? If you don't have the maintenance, then the enemy comes back. 1 John 4:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. This is the victory that overcometh Satan when you walk by faith, right? Because the world is Satan. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Hallelujah. So remind the enemy that Jesus is the ruler over the kings of the earth, spiritual authorities. And his blood has made us clean to sit with him in rulership over all spirits, because remember, all the spirits are subject to us. It says in Luke 10:19-20. I got two last scriptures here before I close this out. Just let me quickly read them to you. Isaiah 45. Scripture is important. I mean, you might not think, why is he reading all these scriptures? You know? Hey, because this is life, man. The scripture is the living word. This is the words out of Jesus' mouth. I mean, these are alive. If you could take them by faith, they're alive. They're quickened when you take them by faith. Thus saith the Lord, there is anointed to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue the nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two leave gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. Excuse me, this is talking spiritual as well, see, because the enemy has spiritual bars of iron in places over your life sometimes, over cities sometimes, over family sometimes, and the gates of brass, we got to break them in the spirit. We got to release spiritual light and liberty into the areas of privilege. We bound up by demons and devils and darkness, see, they've held it for years and years and years, but it's time we break those bars of iron and those gates of brass, amen? And speak liberty and light and bring the freedom and liberty of the glorious sons of God in there and upset the devil and all his strongholds. And he doesn't like that, but that's just too bad, devil, because we don't like you either. Amen. And we don't like what you're doing. Psalm 129, the last one here, is 129:4. And it says, the Lord is righteous. He has cut asunder the cords of the wicked. I mean, no, there are spiritual cords that must be cut asunder. See, in the spirit, Satan and his minions have tied people up. They've tied things up. They've tied a releasing of heaven up in a lot of cases. They've blocked those releasing of heaven. They've tied the people up where they can't receive the releasing of the open heaven over them and different things to take place in their life. And we need to cut those spiritual cords in the name of Jesus. In the spirit, Satan and his minions have tied these things up with spiritual cords. And we have to break the control of those spirits over those things and release those cords off us so they can't be held any longer. They must be cut. We command the enemy to bow his knee in submission to Jesus, the Prince and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. See, this is just a sample, really, of spiritual warfare for liberty, to walk in liberty, live in liberty as the sons of God, what he called us to live in. Amen. I can't tell you any more tonight, but we're going to stop here. But I gave you a big mouthful, I'm telling you. I gave you a big load. And there's so much in there that you could learn about those things even further. But let the Spirit lead you. The Spirit is your teacher. I'm just the one who's speaking, but the Spirit teaches. And so thank God he's doing it. He's doing that. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the powerful word of God. We thank you for the powerful weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God, that are pulling down of the strongholds of darkness. And we pull down your devilish strongholds over us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pull down the strongholds over the United States of America right now. We pull them down in Jesus' name. We break your grip, Satan, over this country. We cut those cords of wickedness over this nation in the name of Jesus. And we say that the unrighteous will fall. Those unrighteous rulers that have given themselves over to satanic leadership and demonic control by Satan and possession of the devil, we break your grip on this nation in Jesus' name. And we release righteousness. We release peace. We release the nation from the confusion that you have brought in, devil, through these wicked rulers over this country, these dictating rulers, these people that have power gone to their head, these demons of power, worldly power. We rebuke those demons, people, and the control that these demons have over them in the name of Jesus. We break that control over this nation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. There's no other name. No other name as powerful as the name of Jesus, that demons will bow to the name of Jesus. They have to bow the knee to the name of Jesus. They cannot stand against the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for the power in your name. Thank you for the power of the blood. Thank you for the power of your words that are life to us. Oh, God, we praise you, Father. We honor you for the richness of your kingdom, the richness and glory of who and what you are, Father. We are powerful in you, Lord. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But apart from you, I can do nothing. Apart from you, I am nothing. But with you, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for loving us like you love us, Lord. Thank you for forgiving us like you've forgiven us. Thank you for cleansing us like you've cleansed us. Thank you for giving us right standing like you've given us right standing. Thank you. Thank you that we can live from you, not go about with the burden of trying to live for you, as so many Christians do, but we simply sit back and live from you, from your grace, from your anointing, from your spirit, from your fruit, from your ability. Not my ability, it's your ability. Not my strength, it's your strength. I'm just living from your strength, Lord. I'm living from your grace. I'm living from your salvation. I'm living from your blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm not living for your salvation, for your blood. Oh, Lord, I thank you for great grace. Great grace. Thank you for it right now. Thank you for your presence right now. Fill us up right now. Just fill the people listening. Just fill them up, Lord. If I could just lay hands on them right now, I would, Lord. Just lay hands on them and say, fill them up, Lord. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up, fill them up. Fill them up to overflowing. Just fill to overflowing in the name of Jesus. Fill your people right now. Fill your people, Lord. Let that anointing go right into the room where they are and fill them, Lord. Fill them, Lord. Fill them, Lord. Fill them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Fill them to overflowing. Fill them with fresh oil from heaven, fresh power, fresh anointing. Lord, fresh and filling of your spirit. Lord, fresh power in their life, fresh grace, fresh love, Father. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up, and give them more, Father, right now. Give them more of you. More of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus. More of you, Holy Spirit. More, more, more. We want more. We want more, Jesus. We want more of you. More right now. Fill them to overflowing with more of you, Lord. More of your spirit. More of your freshness. Oh, thank you for the blood, more power, more grace, more of you. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, fill them up. Fill them up with more of you, Jesus. More, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we will just enjoy you, Lord, in your presence right now. Thank you. Thank you for the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit right now. Shed abroad. I mean, it's all in there. Whew. Right now. The love of God shed abroad. Churning around in there. Doing the work in our lives. Thank you for that love. Shed abroad. Shed abroad by the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the love of God. The love of God. And no power in the universe like the love of God. No power strong as the love of God. And that love of God shed abroad in our hearts. You believe that? I believe it. I believe it right now. His love shed abroad in my heart. You believe it shed abroad in yours? I believe it is. If you'll believe it with me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Two or three agree it's touching anything. As long as it lines up with the word of God, it's so. Amen. It's so. It's so. Yeah, we call things that are not as though they are because it lines up with the word of God. So we can call it so. And the devil's a liar, see. He's a liar. He didn't stand in the way of the things of God. He can try to block it and tie it up and court it and stuff like that. But listen, you walk in the authority, you apply the authority against him, he cannot hold it back. He cannot hold it back. No demon is bigger than God. He's not. No devil. No devil. Thank you, Jesus. Let the releasing take place, Father. Release your presence. Release your power. Release your glory, Father. And we will be aware of it and sense it and even feel it right now, Father. We just receive your presence, Lord. We receive more. We receive a refreshing, a renewing. We receive strength from heaven right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Just start thanking him. Thanking him for doing those things. Thank you, Jesus, for filling me up. Thank you, Jesus, that it's overflowing. I lift my cup. You fill it up, Lord. It's overflowing. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence, for filling me now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Father. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we'll be right back and do some deliverance.
Joy.
All right. Let's do some deliverance now. Again, I'm going to hit that COVID devil because, you know, it's just more and more coming out that this thing is an engineered bioweapon. And, of course, we knew that. Nothing new to us, but, you know, it's more and more coming out, and they can't hide it anymore. And Pfizer and all those people are full of the devil. They're going to be sued. They're going to be tough. Yeah. But, you know, it should be. Anybody that's low enough to put this on the human race and use this on the human race like they have. Now, there's a lot of demons involved with this, see. The demons were used to create it, and the demons have been used to send it all over along with that vaccine that's having so many even dying side effects and all that. That's tragic. But we command the COVID devil. If you've been attacked by that devil, if you have any lingering effects of COVID, from long COVID or even short COVID, some people still have not gotten their taste back and their smell back. And this is just a robbery of devils. Now, we rebuke those COVID devils right now and command you to come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go right now. Come out. All those COVID devils, those lingering COVID spirits that are trying to cause your body to have side effects that continue for 6 months or whatever, they try to tell you to be gone in 6 months or something. These things that came with COVID, the various different things that happened to the body, we rebuke that, and we command those spirits to go in Jesus' name. Get out of the bodies right now. Get out of everybody right now that's listening. If you've been in their body, if you've been in their body, if they've had COVID, they've been attacked with COVID, or they've taken the vaccine, come out. Come out, 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 come out. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. Come out from the root. We pull you up from the root. We cast you out in Jesus' name, all the way out. Go, go, go. Come out of there. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus right now. Come out. Out, 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 out of there, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The plague spirits. There shall no plague come nigh your dwelling place. We rebuke the plague spirits that have tried to get on Christians and take them down and cause them health problems, health issues. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out through these demonic-inspired bioweapons against the human race. Those death spirits, come out. Come out, trying to kill people. Come out, 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 all the way out. In Jesus' name, loose people and let them go. Let their bodies go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. We rebuke these spirits right now. You will not kill, steal, and destroy the righteous. You have to come out. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. Everybody cough a few times. Let them go. All the way out. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of darkness, you go. Let darkness try to close in on you. We command that spirit of darkness to come out of there right now. Spirit of darkness trying to close in on you, on your life, and bring darkness into your life. You come out of there. Come out of there right now. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All that darkness, spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. We command that spirit of the error of the wicked to come out. Come out. Come out. Be taken by the error of the wicked. We command that spirit of the error of the wicked that tried to build a place in you. We command it to come out in Jesus' name. That spirit of the error of the wicked, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. And you will not be taken by the error of the wicked. You come out of there, all the way out. All that error of the wicked, come out. In Jesus' name, keep coming out, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way out, up and out, up and out. All the error of the wicked, come out. The bondage to the error of the wicked, we break the curse of the error of the wicked over you, We make the control of the error of the wicked over you. Come out, error of the wicked. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come all the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus, right now. Pain in your body. You come out. There's pain in your body. We rebuke that pain. And stand against that pain right now. And command the spirit of pain to come out. You stop clamping down on that person. Stop clamping down with your pain. You come out of there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand where your pain is. And we rebuke that pain right now. You come out of there. Whatever that pain's been doing in there, trying to work against your body, you come out of there right now. Come out of there. Come out. All that pain, come out. Come out. Back pain, side pain, all the way out. Lower back pain, upper back pain, shoulder pain, come out. All those pains, come out. Neck pain, headache pain, come out, come out, come out. All those spirits of pain, all the way out of there. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Causing pain in the body, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All that pain. Go, 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 go. Out, 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 out of there. Everybody cough a few times. Get that pain out. All the way. Let it go. All that pain. Go, 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 go. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, go. All that pain, go. In the name of Jesus. Right now, you have to go. All that anxiety, come out. Worry, come out. Come out. We come against the anxiety, the worry, the tension. Come out, come out, come out. We break the curse of worry, anxiety, and tension, the curses, the generational curses. My mama was a worrywart. My grandma was a worrywart. We break that curse in Jesus' name. You don't have to be a worrywart. Come out. All that worrying. All that anxiety, all that tension, come out, up and 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 out. Let it go all the way. Breathe it out. Whew, all the way out of there. Go in Jesus' name. All that worry, all that anxiety, all that misery, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. Spit it out all the way out. Go, 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 go. Sometimes phlegm will come up in your throat. That'll be a demon coming out. Your nose will start running. Your eyes will water. That'll be demon coming out. You're yawning. That's demon coming out. Your skin gets hot. That's demons coming out. You're tingling. That's demons coming out. Come out all the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Those memory recall spirits bringing up memories of the past and tormenting you with it. You memory recall spirit, you come out of there right now. Trying to bring up your past to you and torment you with your past. Torment you with your mistakes. I thought of one mistake I'd made way years ago when I wasn't a Christian. But this one individual, this woman, and I said, God, I rebuke this in Jesus' name. This is just the devil trying to bring up my path to torment me with some little incident that happened years and years ago before I even knew Jesus. And so I rebuke that. I rebuke that. So I just sense some of you might be tormented sometimes with memory recall, some of your past mistakes coming up and the devil using them. He just bring them up and get you all feeling terrible out. Wow, how could you ever done that? How could you ever said that? How could you ever acted that way? Come out, come out. How could you ever divorce so-and-so? How could you have been in that relationship? How could you have sinned sexually like that? Come out of there, all the way out. It's under the blood of Jesus, washed away forever. So the devil has no right to bring it up, but and Jesus will not bring it up. So where is it coming from? See? The devil would do what he doesn't have a right to do because, you know, he gets away with it. You know, you put up with it and you listen. Come out of there all the way out. All those memory recalls. Come out. Come out. Come on. Recalling those things. Mistakes of the past. Come out. Sins of the past. Come out. Come out of there. Come out of there. The memory recall spirit. You get out of there all the way out. The torment of yesterday. Come out. 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 Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. See, the devil that tries to slip in something, I hadn't had that thought about that for years. I knew it was washed away, but see, the devil just tried to do a little temptation. See, he just tried to throw something out there, if he could see if it'll work, but it didn't work, and I recognize him, and you recognize him too, and you just don't receive that stuff. Well, it's got to go all the way out. All memory recall spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out of it, all the way out. All the trauma spirits, you were traumatized as a child. We break that curse of that trauma. You command that trauma to come out of your life right now, that spirit of trauma that came in when you were traumatized by the loss of a parent or by a mistreatment or something that happened, an accident, or someone mistreated you terribly or abused you. All that trauma that came in through that, you come out right now. That trauma, come out. Come out, 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 trauma. The blood of Jesus is against you. I send the angels of God against you to sword those demons of trauma. Come out right now. Sword them in Jesus' name. Come all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. All that trauma spirit, all that being traumatized. Come out, 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 come out. The blood of Jesus keep coming out, all the way out. All that trauma go in Jesus' name. Keep going. Traumatized spirit, trauma spirit, come out, 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 come out. The blood of Jesus all the way out. Go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Some people have a hold it in spirit. They hold everything in. They don't release it to God. They just hold it in year after year, and it just builds up inside of them. We command that hold it in spirit to come out right now. Holding it in. Come out. Just holding all the stress of life, the troubles of life, the problems of life, the hurts and all that. Just holding it in. That spirit wants to torment you, and just hold it in. You just brush it under the carpet and hold it in. You come out. Hold it in, spirit. Come out. Hold it in, spirit. I bind you. Come out. 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 Come out in Jesus' name. The holding it in, spirit. You got to go all the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Hold it in. Not going to hold it. Just let it go to Jesus. Right now, just let it go to Jesus. Come out. And all the way out. All that holding it in, spirit. Go, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come on out, all the way out, up and out, all the way. You're not going to torment them anymore. Just holding it in, all stuffing it, just stuffing it, that's stuffing it. Heavy burden, you come out, that heavy burden, carrying a heavy burden. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. This demon, a heavy burden, you come out. Heavy burden, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, carrying around a heavy burden, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against heavy burden. Come out, heavy burden. Come out, come out. Always feeling that you're disapproved of. That spirit, maybe you were disapproved of as a child. Maybe your parents disapproved of you. You didn't live up to their expectations, or you never could do good enough. They put you on performance, and you could never do good enough to please them. That spirit of disapproval came in. You feel like you're just disapproved of. That disapproval, you come out. We break the curse of disapproval. Come out, 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 come out. Disapproval, come out. All that disapproved of. Really, like no one approved of you, that they don't approve of you. You still have that disapproval tormenting you. Come out, come out. You can still feel the disapproval of your life and of your performance and of your work and of your the way you acted and all that. Come out, all that disapproval, come out. Come out, tormented by disapproval. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Disapproval, I rebuke you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Disapproval, not good enough. Come out, come out, come out. Wasn't good enough to meet up to their expectations of you. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Not good enough, spirit. You come out too. Come on, not good enough, not good enough. I wasn't good enough. Come out, come out. Tells you you weren't good enough. You didn't make the grade. You weren't good enough. You should have done better. You should have been a better person. You should have acted like so-and-so over there. Yeah, you were compared. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Not good enough. Come out, 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 all the way out. All the way up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Not good enough. Come on. All the way out. Never good enough. Come out. Jesus' name. Come out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Out, 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 out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. You're defeated by the blood of Jesus right now. They're freed by the blood of Jesus. Father, seal this deliverance people have received tonight. Seal it to them, Lord. Let them keep what they got, walk in it, do better because of it. In Jesus' name, we thank you for healing those areas of their life too, Father. Healing where they were wounded. Wounded because of disapproval. Wounded because of these things in their life. Lord, heal them in Jesus' name of the pain, the hurts, and the heartache, or whatever it caused in their life, the rejection. Just be healed in Jesus' name. Pour out your oil of healing. Pour out your balm of healing upon them right now. Jesus' name, for your glory, Father. And I just give you the glory. Amen. Jesus' name, amen. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for listening, folks. We've come to the end of another program tonight. Well, I appreciate you being here. We shared this time together. We shared this fellowship together, this church on radio together, and appreciate that. And pray that we'll see you back next week. And so good night now. The Lord be with you. And we will see you back next week. The website, theoasiscommunitychurch.com. You can write us at P.O. Box 50162. P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105. That's 59105. God bless you. Good night. Yes. Amen. Long as we live, we will love you, Lord. Amen. Bless you tonight, guys. I appreciate you being here, and Lord be with you, and we will see you back next week. And just be blessed and enjoy your sweet presence. Enjoy being a Christian. Amen. Yeah, we have trials, tribulations, difficulties, and persecutions, but praise God. It's a glorious thing to be a Christian. So enjoy it and be blessed knowing who you are and what you are. Amen. Love you. Good night. Bye-bye.